The Federal Subsistence Board voted last week to work to reestablish better relations with the state of Alaska. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, a federal-state memorandum of understanding on subsistence expired last year over differences on data sharing, day-to-day operations, and other issues.
The agencies that make up the Federal Subsistence Board agreed last year to disagree with the state of Alaska on subsistence management. Federal laws dictate protection of wildlife and preservation of natural conditions and processes in national parks and wildlife refuges. Meanwhile, the Palin and Parnell administrations had embraced an intensive management approach that involves manipulating habitat and killing predators to increase harvestable prey. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Director Jeff Haskett told other board members the time is right to work on a new MOU.
So I think the board should fully support this. I think we're in a different time now than we were a couple years ago when we weren't able to have much in the way of constructive discussions with the state on this. I think the timing's right for us to send a letter from the board requesting the state to begin those discussions anew. And I think the chances for a positive outcome are pretty good right now.
And said Daniel Sharp, subsistence coordinator for the Alaska Office of the Bureau of Land Management, federal agencies need to iron out differences with the state before they bring tribes into management of fish and game.
It's going to be difficult for a co-management scenario to be successful if the feds and the states can't have an MOU to agree. If we're not going to do much better to bring a third party in when the first two parties aren't necessarily in alignment or agreement.
In other actions, the board directed staff to begin to develop policies and perhaps seek secretarial executive orders to bolster new regulations for deciding which communities fit the rural designation that makes subsistence a priority use. The board's endorsements were guided by technical committees of biologists and anthropologists and regional subsistence advisory councils, or RACs. Haskett, who's retiring in a few months, says giving greater weight to the voices of those most affected by decisions is the change he has seen during his tenure on the board.
I'm very sad to be leaving the board. I've been doing it for 8 years now. It's gone through a lot of changes. One of the things that's been really good is that I think our record speaks for itself. About 98% of the time we support what the RAC recommendations are. The RACs don't always agree, so sometimes there's concerns there, but I think that we work really, really hard to make sure that we're addressing conservation issues, at the same time making sure we support subsistence use out there. So it's been really an honor to be able to work on this board.
The Federal Subsistence Board is soliciting applications to serve on regional subsistence councils with a due date of January 29th. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.